I'm Guy Lonergan. I'm a professor of food safety and public health at Texas Tech University.
Guy, we are here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Nashville. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the work that you've been doing that is important to cattle producers. So just give me a little background overview about some of the work you've been doing there.
In general, most of our work focuses on food safety, and obviously the safety of beef is paramount to both consumers as well as to the beef industry itself, because safety really is the price of entry into the marketplace, and as it should be. And so our research focuses on both pre-harvest as well as harvest aspects to safety. And while Americans enjoy a very safe product, we all understand there are opportunities for improvement and constant improvement. So we look for those opportunities both on the live animal side as well as the harvest side to make improvements in the safety of beef.
Now, what are some of the, you're looking mainly at E. coli, but and other organisms like that?
Yes, so we spend a lot of time looking at E. coli, and in particular, we look at one called E. coli 0157. Now, that's what the industry has dealt with most for the longest period of time, but we look at other forms of E. coli related, say, cousins of E. coli 0157. But we also spend a lot of time on salmonella. Salmonella is an important pathogen in people. And certainly there are some cases that it's likely that people caught salmonella basically from their beef. So we spend a lot of time looking at that because that is an important aspect.
The heightened awareness of the potential disaster that we can have here, as far as we've had recalls and things like that, has really made producers more aware on the pre-harvest side of the things that they can do. What are some of the things that you're finding that they can include in their operations that would lessen the risk?
That's a very good question. The first thing I would say is producers to stay engaged and be engaged, because ultimately knowledge is a very powerful weapon. And if we have knowledge of tools or practices, oftentimes we're likely to implement them. So being engaged is important. But beyond that, the industry has invested quite heavily into the discovery as well as development several promising aspects to control. And these could include things like probiotics. So the beneficial bacteria we find in yogurt, there are some strains that appear to be quite effective in cattle too. We've been looking at vaccines as well as potential other controls. There is a control called sodium chlorate that was discovered in the USDA Ag Research Service. And that looks promising as well. So we spend a lot of time looking at various technologies as well as practices. And there does appear to be some that are coming along that producers could adopt if they so choose to. And it looks like it would benefit public health as well as environmental safety as well.
On the harvest level at the processing plants, we have lots of regulations right now controlling those that are inspected and whatnot. What more can be done on the harvest level as far as controlling these types of organisms?
Yeah, that's a great point. And if you want to really point to one of the great success stories in any agri-food production system, just look at what's happened in the harvest level in beef production. There has been, since 2000, more than 90% reduction in ground beef that's testing positive. And that really comes down to the beef industry investing in technologies, openly sharing information, and that they've said this is non-competitive. We want to share success stories so that the industry can adopt it as a whole. And that really has been productive. The challenge is, once you make all those tremendous gains, the ability to make more gains becomes less and less and less. So at some stage, the industry really has harvest under control. There are opportunities for improvement, don't get me wrong, but they're getting to the point of diminishing returns. And so if we want to make improvements, further improvements, then we have to either look upstream or downstream. The other issue is that simply focusing on the harvest side, while very effective, only addresses beef as a potential source, and it has done that effectively well. We're seeing that more now, say for E. coli 0157, that produce or other food sources can be contaminated with bovine feces, either directly or indirectly through, say, irrigation water. And if we want to address those factors, we have to look upstream and look at the pre-harvest side.
That's really all the questions I have, guys. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think the NCBA convention is a tremendous place to get together. There's a lot of discussion about a wide variety of issues that affect the industry. Safety is one of them. We had a meeting this morning to discuss salmonella and some of the data gaps and needs, and then the Joint Beef Safety Committee will meet on Friday. And there's a lot of great work that gets done at convention that outlines research for years to come that's going to affect the safety as well as the practices within the beef industry. So the Cattle Industry Convention, NCBA Trade Show, is a great place to be, but it's an important place to be because the industry is engaged here, and if you want to make a difference, come here and make a difference.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so very much. Here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.